The idea of taxing the commercial catch in the Nooshinggak District has now gone to a jury of five. On Wednesday, the local boundary commission wrapped up three full days of public testimony on the competing annexation petitions from the cities of Dillingham and Manicotick. Chairman Lynn Crystal said the next step would be to meet Thursday morning in Anchorage.
Assuming we agree, we'll make a decision. We've got 90 days, actually, to do this. But normally, we try to do it immediately after all the hearing, while it's fresh in everybody's mind.
At stake is whether Dillingham or Manicotick will annex all or a portion of the waters of the Nooshinggak Commercial Fishing District to levy a tax. The five commissioners heard extensive, thorough arguments for and against each, both from witnesses for the interested parties and from the public. It's now up to the five commissioners on the LBC to advance the petitions to the legislature for review or deny them as staff recommended.
We all come from very diverse backgrounds, from different parts of the state, different education experiences, but we do have one thing in common. We all care very, very much about the state of Alaska, and we're going to do the best job we can for you. And you may not always agree with everything we do or us with you, but we're going to do our very, very best.
Commissioner Daryl Hargraves, who was the most outspoken and inquisitive through 3 days of public hearings, praised all sides for making strong strategic arguments.
With the leadership and a strategy that you've put together, you may not realize how good you have been. It's been excellent. We can measure this against other places where we've met and received petitions. But you have done an extraordinary job. If you don't get the results you're looking for, please be assured it's not because you didn't come through.
The city of Dillingham has petitioned to re-annex all of the Nooshinggak District, which might bring in roughly $700,000 in revenues annually from a 2.5% raw fish tax. The city of Manicotick is seeking to annex just the Igooshik section and levy a 2% tax, which would bring in roughly $100,000 annually. The opposition, led by Ikuk natives, has argued that those schemes are inherently unfair to other Nooshinggak communities that rely on the regional salmon resource. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.